第六章四十五节到五十二节。
Let's start our today's service by reading the scriptures, and our today's scripture reading is Book of Mark, chapter 6, 45 through 52.
我们愿您自己的语言来读今天这段经文。
Let's use our own voice to read our these verses today.
耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边伯赛大去，等他叫众人离开，他既辞别了他们，就往山上去祷告。到了晚上，船在海中，耶稣独自在岸上，看见门徒因风不顺，摇橹甚苦。夜里约有四更天，就在海面上走，往他们那里去，意思要走过他们去。但门徒看见他在海面上走，以为是鬼怪，就喊叫起来，因为他们都看见了他，且甚惊慌。耶稣连忙对他们说：你们放心，是我，不要怕。于是到他们那里上了船，风就住了。他们心里十分惊奇，这是因为他们不明白那分饼的事，心里还是愚妄。讲英文的呢，我听不到这英文这个 scripture reading， 好不好？我们用英文来读一次。
Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. Later that night, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Shortly before dawn, he went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid. Then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves. Their hearts were hardened.
弟兄姐妹，你们都好吗？
How are you, brothers and sisters?
真的？
Really?
你们昨天晚上睡得好吗？
Do you have a good night's sleep last night? So our life is a story.
每一个人的人生都是不同的。
So we have different life stories.
我们每一个人生就好像是一把笔在写着我们自己的故事。
So it's also like a pen, we're writing down our own stories.
这故事里面有高有低。
And there are up and downs.
你高的时候你怎么样？
So what did you do when you're up?
你低的时候你又怎么样？
And what did you do when you're down?
无论怎么样，
Doesn't matter how.
你还是要走过去。
And you have to walk through this life.
感谢主，我们还有气息在这里敬拜主。
Thank be to God, we still have the strength and breath to worship the
Lord. 我们都有曾经困苦的时候。
And we have our difficulties.
当我们困苦的时候，我们怎么样子去走过？
So during our time of trial, how can we walk through them?
我知道我年纪轻，不适合说这样子的一种的题目。
I know I'm still young, but it's unsuitable for me to preach such a topic.
因为你吃的盐比我吃的饭还要多。
Because you take more salt than the food I have taken.
但是我还是跟大家分享今天这个题目，从今天这段经文里面。
But I want to share this message with you.
有一群困苦的人。
We have a group of people who are suffering.
他们听了主讲道三天。
And then they listen to the preach of the Lord.
他们肚子都饿了。
They're all hungry.
因为他们是从远方而来。
Because it came from a long way.
所以他们没得吃的时候，主耶稣就行了五饼二鱼的神迹。
So when they're all hungry, Jesus performed a miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fish.
喂饱了五千人，甚至超过五千人。
And feed more than 5,000 people.
这是一个神迹。
And this is a miracle.
这些都看在门徒的眼里。
And all the disciples have seen all this.
就在这样子一个伟大的神迹之后。
So after such a great miracle.
耶稣就催门徒去上船。
So Jesus asked his disciples to get in the boat.
到船的那一边，到海的另外一岸去。
To go to the other side of the lake.
然后 耶稣自己上山去祷告。
But he get on the mountainside and pray.
就到夜里四更天的时候。
When right before dawn.
主耶稣就在岸上行走。
And he was on the land.
他从远处看过去。
He see his disciples from afar.
他们正在摇炉甚苦。
They're straining at the war.
所以他就亲自走到他们中间去。
And then he walked towards them.
就行了第二件的神迹。
And then performed the second miracle.
在水上行走。
He walked on the lake.
后来来到他们中间的时候，就上了他们的船。
And when he reached the disciples, he get in the boat.
然后风就止住了。
And then the wind died down.
经历了第三件神迹。
And then the third miracle.
其实这段经文里面还有一段插曲。
And there is another thing in this verses.
就是彼得看到主耶稣走过来的时候。
When Peter saw Jesus.
这个彼得呢，就勇敢地踏出船。
So he stepped out of the boat.
但他走了几步之后呢，他就跌了下去，跌进水中。
But after a few steps on the lake, he fell in the lake.
他就说：“主啊，救我！”
So when he started sinking, he said, "Lord, save me."
然后主耶稣就说：“主耶稣就说。”
But Jesus said,
小信的人呐、啊。
You of little faith.
然后主就伸出手来把他举起来，然后就跟他一同上船。
So Lord reached out his hand and lifted him out of the water.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，在没有24小时里面，这群门徒经历了三件神迹。
So within the 24 hours, those disciples have experienced three miracles.
五饼二鱼。
Five loaves and two fish.
主耶稣在水面上行走。
And Jesus walked on the lake.
而且风平浪，而且止住了风。
And then the wind died down when he get in the boat.
如果你今天是其中一个门徒的话
，So if you're one of the disciples，
你见证了这三个神迹
，When you saw those three miracles，
你的心会是怎样子的
？What you gonna feel？
你一定很高兴。
You must be very excited。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果今天在你人生中遇到困难的时候，你
，So brothers and sisters in your life when you're facing difficulties。
我相信大家都希望有神迹出现。
We're all hoping there's some miracles happen.
神是神。
God is God.
因为他能行神迹。
Because he can perform miracles.
但是我们放眼望去的时候。
But when we look forward.
发现。
And we found.
许多时候困境当中。
Sometimes in our difficulties.
我们呼求神。
We cry out to God.
我们爱神。
We love God.
但是神好像不见了。
But doesn't seem God is there.
我们心怎么样去处理呢？
And how do we deal with that?
所以今天我要跟大家分享一个主题：基督的信仰与人生的困境。
So our today's topic is Christian belief and life suffering.
很多年前的时候，在台北。
When I was young, I was in Taipei.
有一个这样子的一个培灵会。
Oh, there is a Bible study group.
Conference. 他们邀请一个从英国来的一个老牧师，叫做大卫牧师。
So they invite a pastor from England. His name is David.
他分享了他一个生命的故事。
He shared his life story.
他说我的太太。
He said my wife.
突然间得到了眼上面的癌症。
So suddenly have a cancer of the eye.
医生说他没有多少存活的机会。
So the doctor says she does not have a good chance to survive.
就算是我今天动手术，他会失去他半张脸。
So even I perform surgery on her, she will lose half of her face.
牧师就向上帝祷告说。
So the pastor prayed to God.
我希望能够保留她这张脸，一直到见你主的面为止。
So I hope I can save her face till the day of our Lord Jesus.
不过他们还是去经历了这个的手术。
But they still go in for the surgery.
医生先把一些这个眼睛里面一些器官呢，先更换先。
So the doctor removed some of the tissues.
然后呢，之后就看这个情况会怎么样子演变下去。
And then they will see how it will evolve.
有位年轻的妇子刚刚信主两个月。
There is a young person who just believed in the Lord for 2 months.
他就来对这个师母说。
He will talk to the pastor's wife.
我看到你的样子的时候，我就是很害怕。
When I saw you, I was terrified.
但是我知道一件事情。
But I know one thing.
因为主告诉我，要我告诉你。
But Lord told me to tell you.
你要举起的眼目。看见高山。
You lift your eyes and look up the mountain.
所以他们差不多出院十天之后呢，这个牧师跟师母呢就一起到加拿大落基山脉去爬山。
So after she got out of the hospital, they went to Canada to climb the Rocky Mountains.
后来回来之后呢
？When they come back,
就神奇的完全的痊愈了。
And then she was miraculously healed.
当时我们在场的时候，一听到她这样子的见证的时候，我们全部都拍手。
So everybody was clapping when we heard the great news.
如果是你的话，你会拍手吗
？Are you gonna clap?
讲完这个见证之后呢，她接下来就讲说，我有一个。我有一个女儿。
So after that, he said, I have a daughter.
我发生这件事情之后呢，我的女儿呢也得了癌症。
So after that, my daughter had cancer too.
但是在没有经过一个月的时间，我女儿就被接走了。
But after a month, she was gone.
当然，这故事很长，我只今天只缩短而已。
I know it's a long story. I just kind of shortened it.
震撼我的一句话是什么呢
？What shake my heart is?
这位牧师就说
，The pastor said.
为什么你们听了这见证，你们就不拍手呢
？So why don't you collapse when you heard my daughter's gone？
前面那个拍手，为什么后面那个我女儿被上帝接走，你们却不拍手呢
？Why do you collapse when you heard my wife's healed but not God take my daughter？
这句话对我心中有很大的震撼。
So it touched my heart。
上帝是只做好事的，叫做上帝吗
？God only do good things。
我从开始服侍的时候，我是在儿童主日学里面服侍的。
So when I start serve God, I serve in the children ministry.
有一次的时候，在儿童当中的时候呢，他们就画了一些图案。
So one time they draw some pictures.
其实我是要当他们写信给上帝。
So I asked them to write a letter to God.
那其中一个小孩呢，就画了一个长颈鹿。
So one of the kids draw a giraffe.
然后他就问了一个上帝一个问题。
And then he asked God one question.
上帝啊。
Say God,
你干嘛把长颈鹿的这个颈项弄了这么长
？Why did you make giraffe's neck so long？
是不是你做错了
？Did you make a mistake？
是不是你随便做了或者耽误了时间，它脖子慢慢越来越长了
？Did you do it when you forgot about the time and the neck turned longer and longer？
我自己是做过 babysitter 一段时间
，So I used to be a babysitter。
我在这个 babysit 这些孩子的时候呢？
When I was babysitting all the kids,
这孩子都很无知。
The kids are all innocent.
然后他就会把那彩色笔呢踩在这个图案上，或者踩在这个墙壁上面，或者在椅子上面。
So they will draw all kinds of things on the wall, on the chair.
当他们做了这种事情之后呢，他们有个反应。
So after they have done such things,
你知道什么反应吗？你知道什么反应吗
？Do you know what reaction?
他画了之后呢
？After they draw the picture, They say, "Oops."
有没有？上帝会不会在做了某些事情之后，突然间会跟你说：“哦哦。”
So do we believe that after God has done something, He would say, "Oops,
excuse me."
Say, "Oh, bummer."
上帝不会做错事情。
God will not do such things.
雅各书一章十七节这么告诉我们。
So James 1:17 told us,
各样美善的恩赐跟各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，是从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
So James 1:17 tells us, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
是 good and perfect gift, 是美好的、美善的恩赐的。他是不会做错的，因为他是公义，他也是慈爱的上帝。
Yeah, since he is a merciful God, he only gives good and perfect gift.
所以上帝他并不是苦难的创造者或者始作俑者。
So God is not the creator or cause of our suffering.
但耶稣叫门徒说：“你上船去到那一边的时候。”
But when Jesus told the disciples to get on the boat, go to the other side of the lake.
为什么？主叫我所做的事情，我会遇到困难呢
？But why I'm doing something the Lord told me, but I run into difficulties?
耶利米哀歌第三章三十三节说过这样几句话。
So in the book of Lamentation 3:33,
因为他并不甘心使人受苦，使人忧愁。
For he does not willingly bring affliction or grief to the children of man.
如果你果真认识上帝，经历圣经中的上帝，我们从心里会知道。他不是一个残暴、喜欢看见人受苦、作弄人的一位上帝。
So if we know God, we understand the God that's described in the Bible, we would know that he's not a cruel God. He's not a God like to tease people.
耶和华说, 我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念,不是降灾祸意念,是叫你们末后有指望。
So for I think I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
我们都应该要戴着上帝的眼镜。
So we all need to wear special glasses.
如果你透过苦难去看上帝的话呢, 你会越看越苦。
So if through your suffering you look at the word of God, you will suffer more.
但是如果你带着上帝的眼睛, 上帝的眼光, 去看苦难的话, 也许你会看得越有勇气跟信心。
But if you wear a special glasses through the word of God, maybe you will gain strength.
在面对困境当中的时候,
In front of difficulties,
你要持守了一个最主要、最重要、最基本的真理，就是上帝不会做错事。
So the thing we have to grasp is God will not make mistakes.
这是最基本、最根基的一个信念。
And this is a fundamental belief.
没有这个信念的话，很多其他事情都很难说。
So we can't explain other things if we don't have such belief.
因为人性是要透过我们所发生的事情去解释。
So sometimes we, according to our human heart, we want to explain.
我们不是透过上帝的眼光去解释。
We're not through the view of God to explain.
因为人是有限的。
Because we're limited.
所以第一个最主要的一个真理就是要确信的一件事情，上帝并不是苦难的始作俑者。
So our first, we have to know that God is not the creator of the sufferings.
当这些事情发生的时候，你除了心里希望这件事情能够得到完全解决，你更希望的一件事情就是你不是一个人孤单的去面对。
So sometimes when difficulty time come, we're not only hoping that it can pass quickly, but also we're hoping that we are walking along with somebody else.
到了晚上，船在海中的时候，这个。 耶稣呢，独自在岸上行走，他就遥远地看过去，看到门徒摇如圣苦。So
at dawn, when Jesus was on the land by himself, he saw his disciples straining at the oar.
他就在海面上行走，到他们中间去。So
he was walking on the water towards them.
如果你能够想象就这个幅画的话。So
if you can imagine the picture.
你晚上睡不着觉的时候。When
you can't sleep at night.
当你身体不舒服的时候,
when you don't feel very comfortable,
当你觉得你自己的身体一天天衰老下去的时候,
and when you're feeling weak and old,
当你的另外一半离开你而去的时候,
when the other half left you,
当你面对你自己的子女的时候, 你无法去改变这种情况的时候,
when you face your sons and daughters, you can't change them,
当你面对这国家在一种非常危乱的情况之下的时候,
when you face the nation walking downhill,
当你看到周遭一些事情是这样子黑暗的时候,
when you see the darkness surround us,
当你看到教会的里面,
when you see something inside the church,
你所不想看到事情的时候,
that you don't want to see,
当你内心里面孤单的时候,
when you feel lonely inside of your
heart, 这些都是情绪,
those are the feelings,
我们人性里面最真实的一面,
and then we all have such feelings,
当我们面对这种困境的时候,
and that's our true self when we face difficulties,
但你却无可奈何,
but what can we do?
你心中所想要的是有人跟你一同走。
And then what you really want is somebody there with you.
你希望有人能够牵着你的手。
You hold somebody will hold you in the hand.
你希望有人能够打在你的肩膀上面。
You hold somebody will pat on your shoulder.
你同意不同意?
Do you agree?
还是你想要一个人自己走过去?
Or you want to walk all by yourself?
上帝愿意与困境中的儿女一同同行。
So God is willing to walk with you.
我在开始念神学的时候,
when I study in a seminary school,
其实我的背景是工程,
but my background is engineering.
我做工做了一段时间之后, 后来就进到神学里面受训。
So after I worked, and then I joined the seminary.
我身上没有多少的经济能力。
I don't have much money.
所以我到第一间神学院的时候呢, 受有一些经济上面很大的困境。
So when I was in the school, I have some financial difficulties.
我是在这60号公路在 Rosemead Boulevard 旁边的一个很小的一个神学院里面开始我第一个神学院的。
So it's a small seminary. It's by the 60 freeway in Rosemead.
那我在 Rosemead 有个五公尺的地方，有差不多有五公尺。
Oh, there is about 5 feet area.
这是 Rosemead Boulevard.
It's a Rosemead Boulevard.
我做这个扫地的工人。
So I was used to sweep the street.
而且还是做 garbage picker.
And then I collect garbage.
而且差不多有差不多有十五公尺。差不多有蛮大一个停车场呢，是做这个清洁啊，做这个扫这个叶子的。
So and also I clean the parking lot.
那个时候我差不多是每个星期非常努力的打这些工作。
So I was working very hard every week.
而且我还是在这个 apartment 里面呢做 apartment keeper.
So and also in the apartment where I lived and I used to do the manager.
那些日子呢非常的苦。
But it's really difficult time.
一方面要念书呢，一方面要赚取生活费呢，一方面也是要工作。
So I have to study and I have to work.
那这个神学院的宿舍里面呢，一切所有宿舍的这些清洁工作，一切都是我所有包办，因为我要赚钱。
So inside the dormitory, it's everything I clean because you know I need to make some money.
那么做到某种程度的时候呢，心中就很不舒服。
So to some point, I really feel uncomfortable.
我有一个习惯就是会写日记。
So I have a hobby of writing.
这日记是向上帝来说话。
So that's actually talking to God.
就有一次的时候，晚圣间的时候，那是在2007年的这个9月25号。
So it was September 25th in 2007.
那天晚上的时候，我非常非常的疲倦，在写着。跟上帝抱怨的信。
So I was so tired that I actually write to God complaining.
我相信大家都会有这种的感触。哎呦，我是谁呀？我过去还是可以做一些 engineer 的工作，现在我会落到这种的地步。
So sometimes you're thinking, who am I? I have engineering background, but look at me, I'm doing all this cleaning job right now.
有这种内心里面的很大的别扭在里面挣扎着。
And sometimes, and then struggle inside.
而且呢，这个身体非常的疲倦。
And it was very tired.
就在那个时候。
And at that time.
也不知道为什么，也不知道怎么讲，可能是累了过头了。
Don't know why. Maybe I was overly tired.
可能我就是睡觉了。
And I fall asleep.
其实我是卧在这个书桌上面就这样子睡了。
And I was actually fall asleep on the study
table. 这是我记忆当中所会记得到的。
That's the only thing I remember.
但是第二天清晨起来的时候
But the next morning when I got up
我是躺在床上
I was in the bed
然后就有一个这个棉被呢是好好的盖在我的身上
And then I was perfectly covered by the comforter
而且这灯是没有关的
And then the light's still on
当我那个眼睛一睁开的时候
When I opened my eyes
我重新得力
And I had my strength recovered
我所有这些所有的情绪全部都没有了
And I, all the troubles, all the bad feelings are all gone
我发现上帝在那一夜当中做了一些很奇妙的事情，是我不知道的。
I found God has done something during that night that I didn't realize.
他可能把我带到放在床上让我睡觉。
Maybe he'll put me in the bed.
可能我太累了，我就睡了下去。
Maybe I was tired and then I fall asleep.
但是上帝与我同行，与我同走。
But God is with me.
我相信大家都有这样子的经历。
I hope everybody will have such experience.
有些时候你在无可奈何的时候，你就希望有一个很大的手抓着你，或者牵着你一同走过去。
Sometimes when there's no way out, you really hope there's somebody will hold your hand.
他们在一切的苦难当中，他也同受苦难，并且他面前的使者拯救他们，他以慈爱跟怜悯救赎他们，在古时日子常祷告他们。
In all their distress, he too was distressed, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them, he lifted them up, and carried them all the days of old.
我无法为南京大屠杀或者是二次大战当中纳税营当中死了600,000这些的犹太人呢所面临的苦难给你一个答案或给你一个解释。
So I can't explain the massacre in Nanjing and also the 60 million people was killed during World War II.
其实当我们很多时候面临这个困境的时候，我们真正要求的并不是要一份答案跟解释。
Sometimes when we're in our stress, we really don't need an answer or explanation.
因为再好的解释，再好的答案，都无济于事。
Because it doesn't matter how good the explanation and answer is, it will not help us.
在你无可奈何的时候，
When you have no way out,
你其实最需要的并不是答案。
All you need, it's not answer.
乃是一种力量，
But a strength,
一份勇气，
A spirit,
一份陪伴，
And a company,
一份盼望，
And a hope,
让你能够走过去。
So to help you go through it.
基督的信仰呢，不是来解释你生命当中所发生的困境。
So our belief in Jesus is not used to, we don't use that to explain why there are sufferings.
乃是去承载生命当中所面对这种挑战跟困境。
But to face those challenges in our lives.
是这一份的意义。
So that's the meaning.
上帝与我们共度人生的风浪。
And God will be with us through all the difficulties.
去承载你我个人生命当中所遇见的各种挑战、危机、苦难，继续向前走。
To face all the challenge, all the difficulties, and all the sufferings, and so we can walk forward.
你继续向前走，向前走，走到什么程度呢？走到上帝的怀抱里。
So we move forward, forward till the days of our Lord.
这就是上帝愿意与我们同在，也是基督教信仰当中一直不断强调的 Emmanuel, 主与我们同在的一个真理。
So that's why in Jesus'in our Christianity, we also say, always say Emmanuel, which means God is with us.
通常发生这些问题的时候呢，我们很容易去怪其他的人。
So sometimes we blame other people.
我们很容易去怪这个环境。
We blame the environment.
因为我们要寻求个答案跟解释。
Because we're trying to find out why.
第三个我要跟大家分享的原则，上帝允许困境来显示我真我里面的性情。
So the third one I want to share is God allows suffering to expose our true self.
这些门徒经历了三件的神迹。
So all the disciples has just experienced three miracles.
但是圣经里面怎么样描述他们呢？
But how the Bible describes them?
他们心里十分惊奇。
They were all surprised.
但是他们不明白那分饼的事，心里还是愚妄。
Because they don't understand the loaves, their hearts were hardened.
真正显出自己人性对信仰的一种执着跟信心呢，有些时候不是完全建立在你生命过往的一个很奇妙的神迹的里面。
So sometimes our true faith built up not on the miracles.
因为很多时候人性是健忘的。
Because sometimes we forget things.
我们很多时候会喜欢唱那首歌《数算主的恩典》，对吗？
So sometimes we sing a song.
当我们数算主的恩典的时候，
So when we count the blessing of Lord,
我们知道他曾经在我生命当中做了这些这些这些事情。
And I know he used to do such things in my life.
我可以实实在在的说一句话，
But I can tell you the truth.
在没有24小时里面经历三次神迹的这些门徒还是一样的，并没有把真正完全的信心放在上帝的身上。
So after even they experienced three miracles within 24 hours, they still didn't focus on the Lord.
而我们的情况又是如何呢？
And how about ourselves?
难道我们就比较好吗？
Are we any better?
有时候这样子的环境会把你里面最真实的自己完全暴露出来。
Sometimes during difficulties, it will really show our true selves.
你会疑惑。
You will worry.
你会害怕。
You will fear.
你会担心。
You will wonder.
你会软弱。
And then you will weak.
你会埋怨。
And you will complain.
你会质问。
And you will ask.
就像我一样。
Like me.
这是人性应有的情绪。不要以为它是一件错的事情。
That's our true self. Don't think it's something wrong with you.
不要压抑他们。
And don't suppress them.
他们是你的朋友。
Because they're your friend.
你的情绪是你的朋友。
Your feelings are your friends.
问题不在于你面对的情绪的时候你去压抑它。
So don't suppress your feelings.
你会跌倒，会怀疑，会失败。
You will fall, you will doubt.
是再大的信心的伟人，甚至圣经的信心伟人，都曾经历过的。
So it doesn't matter how great you are, you will experience the same thing.
因为诗篇当中充满了许多这样子的例子。
Because there are so many examples in the book of Psalms.
不要压抑你生命当中情绪这个好朋友。
Don't suppress the feelings, which is your good friend.
因为他告诉你一些事实。
Because he will tell you some truth.
你要勇敢地去面对这样子的一种事实。
And you face it bravely.
你的一声叹息。
So you sigh.
上帝通通了解。
And God hears.
通通知道。
And he knows.
就算你生命当中最隐藏的、最秘密的那些地方，
Even、
神都知道。
The deepest secret in your life, God knows.
这都不是重点。
It's not not the point.
重点是你懂不懂得回头。
The point is if you know how to look back.
你怎么样子去觉悟？
How to wake up?
怎样去仰望上帝去面对？
How to look up to God,
正视自己的问题
and face
自己的软弱
your own weakness,
从那里出发
and then start from there.
如果妻子跟夫妻之间的时候关系不好的时候
if husband and wife there are problems,
你第一个跑到念头第一个情绪你一定是很伤心很难过会脾气会暴躁一大堆的负面情绪都会出来的
so you'll be very sad as all the negativities that come out.
我是还没有结婚的
I'm not married.
我是不知道的
I don't know.
但是我看过
but I've seen,
我经历过
and I've experienced.
因为曾经在教会服事当中
because I used to serve in the church.
虽然我是单身的
however I'm single.
但是我会告诉你，神给我的恩典，让我去面对这一对又一对的夫妻的时候
but when God gave me special grace to face those couples,
我曾经去解决一个跨国婚姻，一个中国人结婚给一个美国人之间如何在家里面争吵，在我面前呢，完全摆在我前面。
So I used to deal with a case where an Asian lady married an American man, and then they lay out everything in front of me.
这个呢，这个做妻子的
，the wife，
把这个抽屉里面呢打开，然后呢把里面东西拿出来呢，丢向那个丈夫。
Open the wife, open the drawer, take everything out, throw at the husband.
这些都看在我的眼里。
And I saw it.
我吓死了。
And I was terrified.
然后我说。像我这样的人，我怎么去面对这种环境
？So say me, I'm so inexperienced. How could I face those?
我怎么样子去解决
？How do I deal with it?
但是我感谢神。
But thank be to God.
在我自己生命当中，这种情况。
So in my life, such things.
也是单身，也没有结过婚的。
So I'm married.
但是神就给我这样的功课去学习，
But、
去面对，去解决。
God gave me the lessons to learn to try to resolve the problems.
所以当我要分享的就是
So the one I want to share
在这种情绪暴涨的时候呢
So when you're in your anger
对我来说的话是一件好的事情
For me it's a good thing
因为这样子你才能真正了解自己里面到底是什么状况
Because that you can really understand yourself
从哪里跌倒就从哪里站起来
Stand up where you fall
靠主刚强
And then be strengthened in the
Lord. 让生命被暴露在上帝圣灵的光照之中的时候，去经历成长。
So let your life be exposed under God's words and grow.
我记得在差不多是七年前的时候，我生命当中第一个向这个共产党这个头呢，这个共产党里面的这个非常顽固不化的一个共产党员的时候，我带领他信主，这是我印象当中的时候，印象非常的深刻。
So I have a memory about 7 years ago, I was talking to a member in the Communist Party and trying to share the gospel with him.
这是七十岁的一个老人。
He's 70 years old.
他这个他里面很固执，思想非常固执。
So he's very stubborn.
我就是在一个的团体当中的时候，简单分享关于上帝所做的工作跟上帝的信仰。
So I share with him about who God is and what God has done.
我从来没有想象过他会信主。
I've never even have a slightest belief that he will believe in God.
讲完之后呢，团体就结束了。
So after that, the whole gathering is over.
然后呢，大家就排队，大家就要出去了，然后就跟大家问安啊，老拜拜这样子。
So and then people are falling out or saying goodbye to each other.
然后当这个老人家经过门口的时候，我跟他说拜拜的时候。
So when this old gentleman walk out and then when I say goodbye to him,
我说，我只是好奇的，没有任何的 expectation， 我就问他说，今天怎样呢？要不要信主啊？
So I'm just asking, but I don't have any expectation. I just ask him, "How are you doing today? Do you want to believe in God?"
他就抓住我的手。
And he held my hand.
我要信主。
He said, "I will believe in him."
我眼睛瞪大了。
And I was so surprised.
接下来我发现他的眼睛里面流着泪水。
And then I can see the tear in his eyes.
我说这怎么可能？
And I see, How could it be possible?
然后我就叫一些这个童工呢，就跟他坐在一边呢，然后就在这个沙发上面坐了下来。
So and then with some other church friends were sit down on the couch.
我不知道上帝在圣经中做了什么样子的工作。
I don't know how what kind of work God has done.
他是跟我说了一些话。
But he told me.
我终于认识到。
So I finally realized.
自己几十年自以为的在为人解放而奋斗。
Decades in my heart, I think I'm fighting for the human liberation.
其实我在与神来对抗。
I'm actually fighting against God.
想要自己解放自己。
If you want to liberate yourself,
结果我才发现。
And then I found out.
我要从自主的生命变成他主的生命。
So I have to change from self-centered to God-centered.
神做了什么事情我不知道。
So what God has done, I don't know.
这是他透过这个分享，他两个泪眼纵横，一个老人家七十多岁的在我的面前的时候流泪，我也不知道应该怎么办。
And one a 70-year-old old gentleman that cried in front of me, and I don't know what to do.
差不多四个月之后呢，我就回去到他是在 Oklahoma 的，四个月之后我回去 Oklahoma 是感恩节。
So I went back to Oklahoma in 4 months, which is Thanksgiving.
他就在 Thanksgiving 那天受浸归入主的门下。
And he was baptized that day.
到目前为止的时候呢，他还是一个很跟随主的一个门徒。
Until now, he still follows Jesus.
神把我们内心当中暴露出来，从那里把自己降服下来，归向主的面前，才知道自己原来是这样子的骄傲，这么的自大，这么的狂傲。就在这狂傲被暴露出来的时候呢，我们才知道如何顺服在主的这个权柄之下，顺服主。我们就得着主的生命。
So we're so proud, we're so self-centered. So sometimes we need difficulties to expose ourselves, and then we'll know who God is and look up to Him and find strength in Him.
所以要透过这个困境呢，我们要去学习这个嘛，第四个原则就是顺服。
So the fourth rule, the point is, God allows suffering for us to trust.
顺服不是一件很容易的事情。
So obedience is not an easy thing.
尤其顺服那些你觉得你看不过眼的人。
Especially to be obedient to someone that you don't really agree with.
我常常跟人家的一个解释就是一个小孩子在剪头发的时候。
So I always give an example like a little kid in the barber shop.
我不知道你们这个小孩子或者你们孙子剪头发的时候，这他们会不会有挣扎？
So I don't know your kids or your grandkids when they have their haircut, do they fight?
有没有挣扎？
Do they?
没有挣扎。哦，那是一个很顺服的孩子。但是我们小时候的时候呢，剪头发的时候呢，我们都是不会乖乖坐那边的。尤其是你年纪越轻的 baby， 你要去拿去剪头发，跟他剪头发的话，他会跟你哭的要死，会挣扎的要死，或者跟你很多的反抗。
So, based on my experience, the younger the kids, the more struggle they will put up.
如果说你不顺服的话，你知道在理发师的首先你更加不顺服，东你就是这样子。不顺服的话，你知道会发生什么事情吗
？Do you know if you don't be quiet under the scissors, what's going to happen?
你的头发就会去这边秃一块，那边秃一块，就剪得不好看。
And then the hair will be up and down, and it look crazy.
可能不小心的话，你的耳朵也被剪掉。
And sometimes you get cut on an ear.
这是一个很简单的一个故事，
very,
一个比喻而已。
That's very simple illustration.
你在顺服当中的时候，你会很痛苦。
So sometimes when you're trying to be obedient, it's not easy.
既然你没有办法去面对，也很无可奈何。有时候我们必须要去接受，去顺服，可能我们会看到另外一个阳光从另外一个层面照进来。
So sometimes if we are obedient, maybe we see light in a different way.
那第五个原则，上帝赐予顺服的人有个荣耀的结局。
So God bestows a glorious ending to those who obey.
神不会做错事情。
God will not make mistakes.
神会在这个困境当中让我们认识到我们自己。
So God will through difficulties let us to know who we are.
我们在这种困境当中的时候，我们去顺服所发生的事情。
So when we're obedient to what had happened.
因为他与我们同行。
Because he's walking with us.
最后我们必须要相信一件事情，无论怎么样子，为那顺服的人，神会为我们预备一个荣耀的结局。
So we shouldbelieve that God will give us a glorious ending to the ones who obey Him.
神为爱他人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
For no eye has seen, no ear has heard No mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him.
圣经上面有这样子的一句话，你使人坐车，我不知道这怎么读，是砸我们的头，我们经过水火，你却使我们到丰富之地。
So in the Psalms, there's 66:12. It says, "You let man ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance."
你要经过水火吗
？Are you walking through fire and water?
我可以告诉你，我如果问这问题了，全场的人会举手说我不要，不要。
If I ask you if anybody want to walk through fire and water, is anybody going to raise their hands? I think nobody.
你要经过丰富之地吗
？Do you want to go to the place of abundance?
要不要？全部人举手啊
！So everybody will raise their hand.
但是经文说你要经过水火。
But the Bible told us you have to go through fire and water.
在那个经历水火的时候
，And then during the experience.
你使我到丰富之地。
And then you brought me to a place of abundance.
这是基督教的信仰。
It's our faith.
基督十字架的羞辱带来的是荣耀。
It's a mystery of the cross.
因为这就是神做事的方式。
Because that's the way of Lord.
当你经过水火的时候，你越抗拒，你越不顺服，你就会被水跟火淹死或烧死。
So when we go through fire and water, we can't fight; otherwise, we'll be burned and drowned.
当你愿意顺服的心的时候，神有他美好旨意在后边。
But you'll be obedient to God; He has.
当你们走到丰富之地
，and He will bring us to a place of abundance.
那先前忍耐的人，我们称他是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，知道主给他什么？主给他的结局明显，主是满心怜悯。
So indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard about the perseverance of Job and see the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful.
会给带来一个始终顺服的人，始终会带来一个神荣耀的结局。
So for the obedient, God will give you a glorious ending.
自战自清的苦楚是为了成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
简单来说的话呢，面对这个不完美的世界里面
，So let's say when we face the imperfect world,
有些时候是要用透过不完美的方法，我们进入完美。
So we use imperfect way to go imperfect.
大家都知道负负得正的原理吧
？Everybody knows negative negative become positive.
透过这些所谓的困境，我们的生命才能够越来越更像基督。
So through difficulties, our life can move towards Lord.
那现在我跟大家分享一张图画。
So I'm going to share a picture.
那你就给我来一个这个回应。
And then please respond.
你觉得这是什么东西
？And what do you think that is?
你觉得这是什么东西？啊？啊？你觉得这是什么东西？你觉得好吃吗？你觉得好玩吗？好看吗？不好看，对不对？很丑，对不对？没有山，没有水，不像落基山脉，又不像这个什么 Grand Canyon， 不漂亮，对不对？你不觉得你看不出吗？你觉得你不知道吗？但是，当我们从远处去看的时候，我们知道它是。Walnut 好不好吃
？So sometimes we see from close view, we can't tell what it is. But pull back a little, you can see it's walnut. Do you like walnut?
当我们看一件东西
so
看得太近的时候
，when we move too close,
我们看不到东西
，we can't see.
我们不明白
，we don't understand.
我们没有答案
，and we don't have answers.
我们没有解释
，and no explanations.
我们心里焦急
，and then we just worry.
当我们走过一段时间之后
After a while,
当我们回过头来看的时候
when we look back,
我们明白了
we understand,
我们知道了
we understand,
我们学习了
we learn,
我们才知道原来这就是他的结局
and we know that's the ending that Lord has intended.
你近看的时候可能很丑
so when you look at close, it may be very ugly.
不好吃
it doesn't seem like very tasty.
但是远看的时候
but when you look at it from afar,
我要吃
you say, I want it.
为什么
why?
因为你只有在一段时间之后，神会给你一个结局，你会看到那个荣耀的结局。
So only after a while, God will give you an ending, and then you'll be able to see The glorious ending.
你今天如果入门口的时候，你发现在这个桌子上面有一个单张。
So when you enter, you will see there is a flyer on the table.
这 flyer 上面呢，写就是说这个有一个电影要播出了。
So on the flyer said there is a movie that's coming out.
啊，这个电影呢，就是这里旁边这个叫做蔡素娟。
So it's a movie about Christina Tsai.
她是一个一看到阳光的时候，她身体呢就非常多的这个痛苦。
So she has a condition that she cannot see light.
所以她必须要关在一个非常暗的这个房间里面。
So she has to stay in a very dark room.
所以她说了这样子一句话。
So he said,
我在极大的苦难之中。
During my suffering.
主是我的光明之主。
Lord is is the king of light.
我是他的暗室之后。
I am the queen of his dark chamber.
好几个月前的时候，我去到夏威夷的时候。
Few months ago, I went to Hawaii.
那么这个呢，就是这个 Bethany Hamilton.
And the Bethany Hamilton.
她是一个冲浪的这个很年轻的冲浪这个职业冲浪手。
He's a young professional surfer.
那大家在前几年的时候看过一部戏。
So,
在全美上映的一部戏。
So in a few years back, there's a movie.
叫做 Soul Surfer.
It's called Soul Surfer.
啊，讲的就是这个人的故事。
It's a story about Bethany Hamilton.
因为他这个手呢被鲨鱼吃掉了。
Because he lost one of her, she lost one of her arms.
他说了一句话。
She said,
世界上没有可我们在世界上没有可以让时间倒流的这个机器。
So what she said is, there is no such machine can make the time go backwards.
我无法改变事实。
I can't change reality.
如果这是上帝安排的
But if that's what God put in front of me,
上帝没有错
God will not make mistakes,
我要勇敢面对他
And I'll face it.
期待有一天我能够重返大海
And hopefully one day I'll go back to the ocean.
那么故事当中的确他最终呢还是回到海上继续不断冲浪而且得了很多很多这些职业上面非常的而且还成为十大的青年奖这些他都得到了
And finally she really actually go back to the ocean and win a lot of rewards.
在那个时候呢，你看不到。
So at the time you can't see.
当一个段时间之后，回过头来的时候，你就明白了。
But after a while, when you look back,
有一个小孩子呢，小小的时候呢，在主日学里面，他就说：“主啊，为什么你没有给我四个健全的四肢
？”So a little while back, there's a little kid in the Bible study. He said, "God, why don't you give me arm and legs?"
因为你的圣经说 I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
So, because in the Bible you said I'm wonderfully made.
我受造奇妙可畏。I'm wonderfully and fearfully made. 为什么会造成这样呢？你有没有做错了
but why I come out like this, no arms and no legs? Did you make a mistake?
然后一直向神求神迹。
So he asked God for a miracle.
但是没有事情发生。
But nothing happened.
现在他已经长大了。
Now he's a grown man.
他爸爸也是个牧师来的。
And his father is a preacher too.
他的名字叫做 Nick.
His name is Nick.
在全世界各地为主来做见证。
And he's testify and a witness for
the Lord. 那个时候你不明白。
At the time, he does not understand.
但过了很长很长一段时间，在顺服当中、忍耐当中，也许你回过头来的时候，你会明白。
But after a long time of being obedient and look back, you might understand.
先不要讲这些人。
And let's not talk about those people.
亚伯呢？挪亚呢？亚伯拉罕呢？以撒呢？雅各的约瑟呢？摩西、约书亚、拉赫、基甸、巴拉、参孙、耶夫他、大卫、撒母耳、彼得、雅各、约翰、保罗，一大堆的生命的见证人，我们又能怎么说呢
？So we know through the Bible all the witnesses. I say we know Abel, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, Rahab, Gideon, Barak.Samson and Jephthah and David, Samuel, Peter, James, John, and Paul.
他们都得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为他们存留在天上的基业，必能得着所预备在末世要显现的救恩，就是在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀跟尊贵。
So into an inheritance that can never perish.Spoil or fade, keep in heaven for you until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time.
今天是你跟我们的挑战。
So today is our challenge.
我们是否真的深信，无论是生，无论是死，无论是天使是掌权的， 是有能的，是现在的事，将来的事，高处的还是低处的，别的受造之物，撒旦是不是能叫我们与神的爱隔绝？这的爱是不是能真的能够使我们有信心相信，无论在什么样子环境当中，上帝是不会做错事情，信心的仰望，为我信心创始成终主耶稣基督，这爱是在我们主耶稣基督里面所有的。
So are you convinced that neither death or life, neither angels or demons, neither the present or future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord?
上帝不是困难的创造者。
So God is not the creator or cause of our suffering.
上帝愿意与我们同行。
And God is willing to walk alongside with us.
在困境当中的时候，你看到你自己的有限。
So during the suffering, we'll see our own limitations.
我们学习去顺服。
We learn to be obedient.
因为上帝与我们同行。
Because God is with us.
他要给我们一个荣耀的结局。
And he will give us a glorious ending.
这是信心的挑战。
This is the challenge of our faith.
我不知道你跟我之间现在面临什么样子的状况，可能是好，可能是坏。
So I don't know the situation that you face.
但我现在把这些原则呢放在我们心中。
But let's remember all this.
这些真理的原则放在心中，成为我们的力量。
And then let them become our strength.
苦难是不能来比较的。
So we can't compare suffering.
我不能说你那个是毛毛雨，我这是狂风大浪。
I can't say your suffering is less than mine.
每个人的生命都不同。
So everybody has different life.
我们都像是一把笔。
We're all like a pen.
就像 Mother Teresa 所说的。
Like what Mother Teresa said.
放在上帝的手中。
Put in the hands of God.
让我们用顺服的心。
Help us use the obedient heart.
让上帝指我们这生命一把笔。
So let God to write the story of our lives.
让我们的生命成为一个特殊的信息。
And then let our lives become a special message.
让人看见有神在我们生命当中。
Let people see that God is with us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们在你的宝座面前。